For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We just heard elite Kevin Stefanski talk about keeping the play calling.
Yes.
And I will say, Kevin Stefanski jamming people up in press conferences is very funny, no matter who it is. But there actually was something that you and I talked about earlier in the show, which was not should Kevin call the plays or not, but it was Deshaun Watson playing in the preseason game. When asked about that, here's what Kevin had to say at the Greenbrier.
We'll see. I mean, that's certainly something that I will talk to our staff about, talk to Deshaun about that. We'll make that decision when appropriate. I thought about it, but I don't have an answer right now.
So I know that you said earlier you're a fan of playing Deshaun in the preseason, and I understand your reasons behind it. Here would be a condition that I would have, and any time you play that dude in the preseason, mm-hmm. I'm going to be holding my breath.
Mm-hmm.
And if an injury happens, by God, I will call back to this conversation on air about how furious I was and how I told you.
Of course,
I will do. I told you so. Radio. I'm not above it. Although I am elite, but. You got to go in knowing what you're going to do. Earlier, you're like, well, it's kind of on a case-by-case basis. And I understand that that's normally how it would be.
Yeah.
I think you have to go in knowing exactly how much you're willing to risk and how much you're willing to deploy and what you need to get out of Deshaun to make this worth it without succumbing to maybe playing him too much and maybe putting too much of an injury risk out there.
Okay, so what if you go in with a specific plan? What would your plan be? Multiple games, two games, first two games, that's it?
I would actually probably rather be extended
four series.
Play. Yeah, but
six series.
It's probably got to be two games, but okay. Yeah, one of those games needs to be a full half.
Okay, so what if you go in with a plan to do it just for two games and he still isn't looking comfortable, he's not feeling comfortable? He doesn't perform to the level that he would want to, or you as a coaching staff would want to see from him. Doesn't seem like he's all that familiar with the new system. What if that's the case?
I would say we've got a game in Dallas coming up in early September that you're going to get every chance to kick off the rust on.
That's not the game to kick off the rust, though. That game has significance. That game has consequence.
They're not in your conference. It's like it has consequence because if you win it, that's one less one you have to get later in the season.
Yeah. But or like, if you lose it,
then you lose a game.
Start with a loss.
Teams that have had a loss never end up making the playoffs.
Right, but we're not talking about every single team being the same going into a season. Right, we're understanding that the Browns are probably going to have to win 10 to get to the playoffs. Right?
And but you're trying to do math ahead of time when you just don't like. Yeah, some years it's 10, some years it's nine.
Every year's different, but if you look at the quality of competition throughout the AFC, I mean, you have to have a general idea of what it will take to be the team that you want to be and be in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm. So 9 to 10 wins.
So if you're thinking 9 to 10 wins, and you understand that you're probably going to play half the season without Nick Chubb. In your scenario, Deshaun Watson is using September to kind of shake off the rust, get acclimated to the new system.
Which every quarterback in the NFL is doing, by the way.
Well, yeah, but there's this assumption that you have that, okay, when Nick Chubb comes back or when you hit November, December, that like Deshaun Watson's going to hit this new level and the Browns are going to go on this run.
I don't think I went that far. I said,
that's the assumption that you've built into this.
Does it not stand to reason that if he's healthy, that over time, the more you play together, the healthier you are?
Yeah.
The better you play? Is that not?
Well, yeah.
It's not as if, and in fairness to what you're saying, is play isn't linear. You're gonna take two steps forward and one step back. But we're talking about in the aggregate. Like, I expect his best months of the year, because he's coming off an injury, to happen later in the year because there's so many things that have to get fleshed out, including a brand new offense.
Correct. But what if that level of better is just not good enough based on the competition that they're playing against?
Then it probably wasn't going to be good enough previously.
Or, like, or you could
bank. It's a very strong or.
Yes.
Or.
Or you could bank early wins. That's what I'm talking about.
You're just putting a lot
against
of emphasis.
Winnable opponents. Yes, because I think there are winnable games early on in September for the Browns.
Well, but if they're already winnable games, and that is, I will agree with you, I think that's the easiest, quote-unquote, part of the schedule.
Yeah, so you bank those wins when you have an opportunity to do that.
But there's nothing you can do. He could play every single preseason game two halves. Uh-huh. That's not how this goes. One half in each one of those preseason games. And he's still not going to knock off every bit of rust because nothing replicates real live action.
You're right.
So this is like a rounding error. Like, how much are you how much rust or discomfort or confidence are you really going to build in five quarters? Quarters?
It's hard to know for sure. But any amount of rust that he can shake off before the season starts, when the season has consequences, I think gives you a better chance.
But isn't that, so the amount we just threw out there, so two quarters and one series, let's say it's that.
Uh-huh.
He gets all that in the first game, and then he still has a quarter and a half to go.
I guess we'll see, but I don't know if he gets all of that in the first game.
I think you're right, by the way. I think they are going to play him. I think Deshaun's going to want to play. I think they'll use the new offense as justification, and they might even use the shoulder of, well, we just want to get him out there, and you know, it's a different thing to know what it's like to be hit. But there are no controllables. Okay, that's not true. There's only so many controllables when it's an actual game, even if it's something as insipid as a preseason game.
Wow, what a word.
I know.
Do you think that was necessary?
Yeah.
To use that word?
Well, you strong-oared me. And I had to see...
Of all the words?
I had to see your strong-oar. I had to get into my verbal war chest, and I had to pull something out that was, I felt like, an elite-level response.
I just think when... In the context of the conversation that we're having... The time where you need Deshaun Watson, you specifically, Nick, need Deshaun Watson to be playing at his best or improving as the season goes on, that's when the competition theoretically gets the most difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't think you can assume that his better or his improvement is going to get to a level where all of a sudden they're going to go on this run or they're going to win all these games against this high-level competition. Maybe his better, maybe his more comfortable in the system, maybe his further removed from the shoulder injury is just not good enough still.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.